On Monday, October 14th, 2019, Carbondale celebrated its first Indigenous Peoples Day with a small powwow in Soper's Park.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Nooch, a.k.a. Indigenous Peoples Day.
Historian and former Northern Ute Tribal Chairman Roland McCook, accompanied by Alfred Wall and his family Ray, Lisa, and Timber Manning from the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe, shared history, language, songs, and custom with the small group of people that gathered in the park at midday. Today on Heart Song, we feature this historic moment beginning with Carbondale resident John Hoffman's introduction.
There's a movement in Carbondale to reach out to the Nooch, the people. Here before us, the people were called Yuta by their friends the Shoshone and the Comanche Nootparka, or people that eat elk. There were 12 bands of nomadic people who hunted and gathered in the Rockies. For 9 millennia that we know of in the Roaring Fork Valley, and some whose history reaches back 14 millennia to the Clovis Point, found embedded in a mammoth rib in Clovis, New Mexico. The Yamparka, the Yampa root eaters. Yampa is a plant that looks like yarrow, I suppose. And Yuta, or Nootparka, that lived their lives in a great loop that encompassed land north of the San Juan Mountains to the Wyoming-Colorado Montane, and from Moab to the Front Range. In harsh years, Nooch traveled south to the bottom of the Flagstaff Plateau. This is a land of the Nooch, this rugged and splendid reach which many of us know from our own explorations, was home and larder to a people that honed their survival skills and shaped the ecosystem to the point that living off the land was as easy as breathing. Every child learned to fill their needs by hunting and gathering from the lands around them. Time was abundant for Nooch, drawing deep culture and design from them, forging a people steeped with humor, strength, and courage. Over the millennia, they became one with the land, and the land in return became one with Nooch. So we're here today to celebrate Nooch and to celebrate what they've done, the land that we conquered, I guess. When we came into this land, it was a pristine wilderness. Our animals ate up all the food for the natural animals. Our farmlands took away the natural food that was here before. We shaped the land into what it is now, but we see that we have not done a good job in maintaining a natural environment, and we need to celebrate, we need to give gratitude to the people and the ways that maintain this land for an epoch to feed us and nurture us and bring us. And we need to get back to that somehow, some way, to gratitude and prayer for the planet. I thank Roland McCook for coming, and Albert and Ray. I don't know the names of our lady dancers.
Lisa and Timber.
Lisa and Timber.
Yes.
So welcome again. Enjoy the sunshine. And Roland, would you give us a blessing, please?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are we glad to be here?
Yes.
Everybody that's not here, raise your hand. Okay. My name's Roland McCook. I'm from the Northern Ute Tribe. My people were the ones that were removed from Colorado, the Uncompahgres, and we are now located in the northeastern part of Utah, by Vernal, Utah. Those of you that know Utah, or that ever go to Utah for some reason, I don't know what that would be, but anyway. I was born and raised on the Uinta and Ore Reservation. Both my parents are Uncompahgre Ute, and I speak Ute fluently. The last I heard, there was 3,200 members still on the reservation, and about 40% of us speak Ute. We're beginning to lose it because the younger folks are migrating into the cities where the jobs are, and but there's still a healthy group on each reservation. The government, in its infinite wisdom, when they removed us from Colorado, split us into three different tribes. There's the Northern Ute, which is where I'm from, and then there's the Southern Ute, which is out of Ignacio, and then there's the Ute Mountain Ute, where my friends come from, Alfred Wall and his family. And but they made it further. People will say, you know, if you people united, you could be a strong force. But I have been a chairman for my tribe for I served 9.5 years and was chairman for 2 years. I got a taste of that because the government made sure that our constitution and bylaws did not read the same. They're different, so we can't unite legally and government-wise. So we remain three different distinct tribes, but we speak the same language. The two tribes, the Southern Ute and Ute Mountain Ute, are the only tribes in Colorado, Ute tribes. And but we gather every chance that we can to celebrate our own purposes. And I've known Rita and John for like 7 years now, and I moved back to Utah and to Colorado. I retired here in Colorado, and I've been here for 11 years now in the Montrose area, but I continue to speak out for the Native Americans and the Utes. And I've known John and Rita and others, Diana, oh, there you are, for about 6 or 7 years now, and worked with them. And they're valiant people with hearts in a good place. They keep plugging along, even when they seem to be the only ones standing there. And I stand with them, and I have every time. And so they brought this together. They asked me to come over, and I did a introduction and blessing here in Aspen last night. But then I hustled over here to do what we were doing last night for a little bit, because it's a drum circle, prayer circle up in Nooch Park. And so then I promised I'd be here, even though the Aspen event is still going on, which I was invited to be. And but I'm here with John, Rita, and Diana, and others. And so we deserve to have a good turnout. I wish there was more people that were more dedicated to history and people that were here. But if this is it, then we'll have them missing out, and we're here, and our prayers will go up. But I just wanted to say those few words to you. And in these mountains, yesterday I gave a statement at the Wheeler Opera Center building. I've been there several times throughout the years, and so we'll just ask the Creator, Creator, I asked him to give us our blessing as we are attached to this land where my people laughed and enjoyed their lives, and they are gone now, and you are now the custodians of this land. You should treat it like we did. Make sure that it's taken care of, because the more you give to them, the mountains, the more it gives back to you. So you take care of your environment. And that's about what I said with the Creator. Thank you. And we have no program here, John. We just would go at, it's Native American way. It's Indian time and Indian ways, and we'll do what we can here. So we just, a lot of times it frustrates us sometimes when you look for, have a program, and it's all written down from minute after minute after minute, and we just don't adhere to that. And we just go like the buffalo, just walk straight on. And so, and that's the way we're going to play this by ear. John, and Rita, and Diana, you guys are going to have to direct us some here, but we'll fill in where we're needed, okay? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to Heart Song on KD&K. I'm your host, Raleigh Burley, and today we revisit Carbondale's first Indigenous Peoples Day on October 14th, 2019. On October 1st, the Town of Carbondale Board of Trustees voted unanimously to recognize the second Monday in October as Indigenous Peoples Day rather than Columbus Day. The new event was inaugurated by historian and former Northern Ute Tribal Chairman Roland McCook, accompanied by drummers and dancers from the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe, located in southwest Colorado. Partway through the celebration, Alfred Wall introduced his niece, Timber Manning, who shared an original song.
Hey, oh, hey. you. Ladies and gentlemen, the song's the same. She had composed that song herself. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we're going to do one of our oldest and traditional dance for the youth people. Only youth people to celebrate this dance, and which is we do in early spring, what we call a youth bear dance. This youth bear dance represented the bear. We danced this early spring to dedicate the bear coming out of a hibernation. And we always, we take him in as our brother, a youth people. We say that our bear, and to his spirit, bear spirit, we get a good blessing and long good life. And this is how it works. Our old people, they say that. They say that bear had a ways of blessing people when he's celebrating his dance. And then at this time, we'll do that. We're gonna celebrate, we're gonna dance that with your people as you witness. And then maybe in second song, ladies can come out and dance, because it's what we call a woman's choice. Woman's choice. You know, in the other dance we do downtown, that's a man's choice, but this is women's choice. And the religion of it says, when we have a bear dance, the ladies cannot choose their husband, cannot choose their relatives. It can be somebody else that they, you know, they don't know and all that. And that just the way the legends are composed it way back in them. I don't know how many years this old bear dance is, but back home, Ute Mountain Tribe, we celebrated over 100 and some odd annual bear dance. So at this time, you know, we're gonna do that. And it's this instruments right here. It's got little knots in it. This makes noise when I rub on it. That's represented the bear when he's out there scratching a tree. And then the song, they're all the same, but they got different tunes. But it's got that little rhythm in there. Says, you know, when a bear cries, does it say that? A bear makes noise like that. That's how the song goes. So therefore, I'm gonna sing a song. The ladies can come up. Maybe Roland can help out with this and demonstrate it with some friends and folks there. That way, they get an idea of how this dance is representative. So a few people will kind of understand how it goes. So and always on the member, the man's always face east and ladies always face west. Just think, you know, a lot of ladies come out and men's, and the line goes long. And the second song, we're gonna pair up the dancers. what we call pairing up by a man be out there controlling it. What would they call a cat man? He carries on the long willow stick and he divides them up, goes down the line and divides up the dancers. And that's what they call it, you know, parting them up. Thank you for the bear dance, ladies, and come on. No, what would we call a bear dance? Whenever you have time, you can shoot over to the Northern Ute Tribe. They have the bear dance right in May, April and May. And then the following bear dance will be done in the Southern Utes Reservation. That's on the weekend of the Memorial Weekend. And the following that weekend, we have our bear dance with the Ute Mountain Tribe. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to share this idea and the story about the bear dance with you. Thank you very much.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the bear dance. Now, that's not to be confused with B-A-R-E dance. No, that's the bear dance. I always see the sign Thank on you. Bear dance that says we're not responsible for divorces. You know. So we're gonna call it good for what we're doing. And I appreciate all of you that have been here, and we hope that we have answered some questions and shown you some things, and that we can continue to do so in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. That was pretty awesome dancing, pretty awesome drumming and singing. Thank you very much, Roland, for guiding us.
For additional archival audio from Carbondale's historic first ever Indigenous Peoples Day, including questions and answers with Roland McCook, visit kdnk.org. There you will also find John Hoffman's reading of the Meeker Massacre, recounted by Robert Emmett. For Heart Song on KDNK Community Radio, I'm Raleigh Burley.
What we call this, it's a round dance. It's called a social dance. Sometimes people in the tribe, they say, this is a victory song, you know, for all the people, what we all accomplished, you know, that we dance this.